This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they are meant to be in Jesus Christ. The Wall Street Journal had a segment in their January 9th issue, the title of which captured my attention. It read, "What's the Rush? The Power of Slow Mornings." The lead to the column was, quote, "To relieve stress and regain control, some get up before dawn to meditate, read, exercise, or do nothing at all." The article detailed the morning routines of four people from various areas across the United States, one from Westchester County, New York, another from Madison, Wisconsin, another Maplewood, New Jersey, and another Richmond, Virginia. All were part of what the article called a, quote, counter movement. Well, in response to hectic, overscheduled lives burdened by 24/7 technology, a counter movement, the article claims, is emerging, the slow morning. And the people interviewed in the article, quote, rise early and relish the day in quiet solitude, end quote. When I read that, I thought, that's pretty cool that they do that. And I mean, it's certainly a counter movement, but not a new and emerging one. I mean, only in the sense that most people don't and historically haven't gotten up early to do nothing. For most of those who do arise early, they are driven and they most often hit the ground running. But certainly early morning meditation or prayers or what you might call doing nothing has certainly been around for a while, as far back as the psalmist, Psalm 143:8. Let me hear of your unfailing love each morning, he wrote. I have a feeling that he was talking about something early in the morning, don't you? Let me hear of your unfailing love each morning. And Psalm 5:3 says, listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. Jesus had this habit, apparently. Mark 1:35 says, before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. Before daybreak. And in Luke's gospel says much the same thing. Early the next morning, Jesus went to an isolated place. The crowd searched for him everywhere. They finally found him. Well, he got away alone by himself. John 8:1-2 talks about Jesus returning to the Mount of Olives early the next morning. He was back in the temple. I started getting up and spending time alone doing, as they say, nothing when I was in high school. It happened quite by accident. It was my senior year, and I had more than enough credits to graduate. My first hour class was a typing class. I'd already learned how to type. The remainder of the class was going to be the details that would have been nice to know, but in the mind of my senior year, it was something that was just not necessary to finish, so I asked and was given permission to drop the class. But around my house, I was still expected to arise at the same time as I had before, and so there I was with an entire hour to do nothing. I read my Bible. I'm glad we didn't have cell phones and the internet like we have today, or at that time of my life, I might have just played around on social media. But I read and prayed and took time. I liked it. I could tell it made a difference in my life, even though I was in high school, and it became a habit. Now, I struggled to maintain that in college, especially when I lived in a dormitory, but I came back to it a couple of years later in college, and I've stayed with it, for the most part, ever since. That early morning time is, as motivational leader Brian Tracy says, the rudder of the day. He calls it, that first hour, the golden hour. I like the idea of programming or setting my thoughts with God through Scripture first thing in the morning, rather than letting whatever might come my way on TV or the radio direct my first thoughts. Philip Doddridge was an English nonconformist pastor of the 18th century, and way back then he said, the difference between rising at 5 and 7 o'clock in the morning for 40 years, supposing a man to go to bed at the same hour at night, is nearly equivalent to the addition of 10 years to a man's life. Now, I'll admit there are as many excuses not to get up early as there are people, and I am not saying that you're less of a person or that you can't live a successful life if you don't get up early and pray. All I can say is there's something about getting up early and practicing seclusion that's very liberating and energizing. At the early hour, there aren't people around to bother you most of the time. I mean, you have time to collect your thoughts and program your thinking in positive directions and simply let God speak to you. Of course, He can do that at 2 p.m. or late at night or all through the night for that matter, but let me challenge you this morning. If you haven't already experienced it or never have done it, at least give the morning early hour a try. After all, don't you want to be a part of a counter movement? A counter movement that's been proven effective for centuries. Try it this week and then come back here next week and join me right here. In the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head.